Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I started this last podcast on Friday talking about how healthy are you? Well, this is kind of version two of that from Psalm 116. Last Friday, we talked about how the text gives us a picture that we are to believe in him, cry out to him, follow him, to drink in his cup of salvation. I believe that Psalm 116 gives us eight clear directions on how we can live spiritually healthy. You know, God's word teaches us these habits that can keep us spiritually healthy all the way through death. And wouldn't it be great to be in this robust spiritual health that you're always looking forward to heaven? The habits that are recorded in Psalm 116, they're not just for folks who have one foot in the grave. They're actually great habits for any of us at any stage of our life. And these simple habits make our death precious in the sight of the Lord, because these are the marks of healthy spiritual people that take the sting out of death. We use this text a lot at funerals, but it's really applicable in our day-to-day lives. In verse 1, we get this encouragement to believe in God. Verse 2, to cry out to God. In verse 9, to follow God. In verse 13, to drink up God in the cup of our salvation. And then in verse 14, the text says, I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. Okay, this is really good, right? Right when you get to verse 14, I believe the Lord is saying here, obey God, do what he says, give in, submit to him, stop fighting, because when we choose to obey him, everything goes in the right direction. Verse 16, where it says, truly I am your servant, Lord, I serve you just as my mother did. The text is really so rich there. It finishes up by saying, you have freed me from my chains. So it could be that today you have some addiction you're dealing with, or maybe you have a bitterness or an anger or an unforgiving spirit, something that's eating at you from the inside out. The psalmist is saying to us in verse 16, when we choose to serve the Lord, go ahead and tell him out loud that your service comes to him as an offering. Whatever it is that you do in those good works, when we serve others in the name of Christ, the scriptures are saying that God uses that to free us from the chains that hold us down. And then in verse 17, I will sacrifice a thank you offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I believe this is clear direction for us that not only do we believe in him and cry out to him and follow him and drink him in and obey him, not only do we just serve him, but I believe this is a critical part of thanking him. If you've already picked up a copy of Power Routines, you know that every day in each of those 30-day journals, start off with, what are you grateful for? When we think through all of the many blessings and all the benefits that the Lord has heaped upon us, if you have troubles, listen to a kid pray. They thank the Lord for eyes to see, warm blankies to sleep under, food to eat, and all the other simple and sweet blessings of life. Learn to thank him. And then in verses 18 and 19, I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem, praise the Lord. I believe both those last two verses in Psalm 116 say, go ahead and live courageously and live for God. From now on, live for his glory, talk of his blessings, come into his presence, worship and adore him. And I guess this is probably a good question for all of us. Do our plans and priorities for the rest of this year, do they mirror what the Lord desires in our life? Because his desires are clearly laid out in this text. You know, I believe when Paul says in 1 Timothy 4:7 that we are to be disciplined and we're to discipline ourselves toward godliness, then what a great blessing to know that in Christ you can do this. You can live and walk and you can make great choices in the power of Christ, because he never leaves you, he never forsakes you, and he is always there for you. He loves you. And when we take on the discipline of Scripture, God is blessed richly. My friend, go live a richly blessed life this day. And I look forward to seeing you back again on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.